Well, hi, everybody. Today is July 4th, 2015. Our Saturday VBS call, and we're on Station 2, and we're going to the Lightship, so it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and we will first start off here with a clearing if you have something going on emotionally with you this week, maybe, or even today. There's something that, you know, happened to you on the 4th of July another year. So just think of that right now. And here we go. I'm going to release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And let's clear the date. So July 4th, 2015. But we'll just clear July 4th. Well, let's do 2015 first, so that way you're good to go for today. Clear away these numbers. This will be like on the natal chart, the natal clearing, which you can you know, get in and purchase and clear numbers and letters and your name and stuff. But here we go. Clearing today's date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I will clear just the date itself, July 4th. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light beams if you have them on your monitor screen. Most people now are putting 3 up, so we'll do them all at one time. No energy this time. Here we go. 1, all 3 will be done at once. There'll be 9 of them for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's see if our co-host is on. Are you up there, Ann, tonight?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. It is Saturday, my favorite night of all of our shows. That means we're going to the Lightship later on in the show. We've already gotten a request for a room for tonight, but if you'd like to request some rooms for us to go into, you can put them through the fast chat or send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And of course, any other questions or testimonials you'd like to send, likewise, put either in the fast chat that you can access through the BBS page or clsquestions@yahoo.com. We would love to hear from you. So thanks for all those clearings, Ron. And we did a lot of 4th of July clearings last night on the show, and you cleared fireworks and people possibly being, you know, upset. Maybe they have PTSD or they're veterans and the noise upsets them and everything. So someone wrote in, thank you, Ron, for all the clearings and healings you did tonight, meaning last night, regarding fireworks. I live on a lake, and usually the noise is tremendous. My dog thanks you, too. The fireworks have calmed down considerably. So that's nice.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, do you think since today is the day, I heard quite a bit last night. I couldn't see any. But do you think maybe we should do another clearing of the fireworks for people since today's the actual celebration day?
Sure, so here we go. Way that energy of the fireworks. Typically, you know, seeing something is one thing, you know, but you know, the noise itself can be troublesome for some people. So here we go. So bright lights is one thing we'll say, and the little things that go up in the sky, some of them are kind of nice, but boy, sometimes the noise can be annoying if you're troubled by that, especially like we said, vets having, post-war stuff going on, seeing that and hearing that. So here we go. Peace and the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Hopefully that helps all of you out there. I was engaged in some battles last night, unfortunately, and these are with the Palladians. So basically, I don't know, probably battling them for about 6 hours into maybe early morning. And they seem to think they own the planet, the territory here, along with all the people. That's kind of the mindset. And they didn't really want to give up their controlling, stuff on people. So that's what it was about, of them attempting to control humanity here. So did a lot of battles with them, and I would say probably at least 100 ships we battled off and on, gone. And I told them to adios amigos, you know, and I think they're leaving that are causing problems. I'm not saying that all of those are bad. Ones that were, hopefully you may feel some freedom today, because it actually happened before and after midnight my time. So we'll just see if anybody has felt something a little different today in the air around you. Normally when these energies leave, whenever I do some type of battling of these aliens of any type, normally the air gets a little cleaner and you get a little more movement, freedom around your body. They are transmitting, their energetic codes to people to mind control them. So you start feeling like you might be lighter, might have more physical body movement, might feel a little airier. We'll just see if we have any comments, if anybody felt the difference between yesterday and today. Anyway, that's the newest thing here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, while you were still talking, two people wrote in. One person wrote in, yay, like a celebratory hooray for that. And someone else wrote, I woke up feeling very refreshed and took a long nature walk this morning. So they're feeling it. Is there something, specific that the Pleiadians do to us, Ron, that you could tell us that might help us more zero in on what's now gone or missing?
Not exactly, because they're all about the same anyway. But this is what I've found in the past couple years is somehow they're like stealth, and they normally when you think of them, they seem to be pretty maybe sweet, you know. There are ones that are living here on the planet. Maybe the tall blonde people, possibly, you know, and maybe the redheads, you know. And I'm not saying that they're bad, you know, if they have that genetic coding for, you know, which is more recent from, but, aside from that, you know, they're normally pretty good, but it's the ones that are out there that are doing stuff that we physically can't see. That's where the problem lies. So if you do have a pull toward that particular alien race and you know that you're connected to them and maybe they even communicate to you and you feel, gee, what did Ron do to my relatives here? Well, ones you're dealing with might be okay. Ones that we got chased out of here are the ones that were causing problems. But somehow, like in the last couple of years, when I had to be doing different battles with the aliens, they would somehow always kind of show up in the background a little bit. And you was, you know, are they, you know, I wondered, well, are they just kind of watching the scenes here or what's going on? But they never would come full up front with me, you know, to have any kind of confrontation. They'd always kind of be background lurking, you know. This time they finally came forward, so, you know, that was it. So, you know, like I said, hopefully they're, you know, out of here. And what we're going to be doing now is bringing in more of the now timeline, and you can work with the Earth Spirit age, the older Earth Spirit that's here now, bring forth more freedom here, which is what the light actually is freedom, free choice, free will. I'll be working on is getting that timeline strengthened so when people do come on it, they can actually feel maybe a more drastic change, plus that energy will be coming out of the Earth. And that's going to make your body feel better. So that's kind of where we are now. We'll see what happens maybe in a week. But he has or is feeling a slight difference maybe during next week that they feel a little more Earth-connected, but they used to be. That's because the Palladians were actually preventing you from doing that. We'll just see. So if you did feel it, do feel a change, that's probably what it was. And like I said, I'm not saying that all Palladians are bad, just the ones that we got rid of here that somehow wanted to oversee everybody. So anyway, that's kind of where we are, and hopefully everything will be getting much better for the freedom for everybody on the planet here. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Just a couple of questions. Is it a good idea for us to walk barefoot on the earth? Will that give us energy? And the health people say, oh, you pick up ions from the earth like that. And is that something you would also recommend that we do?
Well, some people like doing that, you know. But ways to look at it, yeah, you will be getting more earth energy, so that could be good. And then are you also getting the trauma from the earth on the surface? Things that have actually died and decayed, you know, when you're stepping on it. So I really don't know how to answer that question, because both could be a valid way to look at it.
Interesting.
Or walking on death, okay? Oil is, right? It's stuff that died and decayed.
Right.
You know, you want to walk on death? You know, maybe having shoes on, you know, might isolate you more from that. So, I'll have you guys decide the way to go on that. I don't think anybody else had mentioned that you're walking on death. Yeah, but, you know, that's what it is. You're walking on dead bodies and things and stuff, and that's what the soil is. Anyway.
Right, so if you're even just out in nature, as you mention all the time, whether you have shoes on or not, you know, you are connecting with the earth energy, and maybe you're better off protecting your feet a little bit from touching the soil.
Possible. When you get out in nature, you're actually, it's disconnecting you, typically, from the, you know, we do have cell phone towers, but you're being disconnected from the high-tension electric lines, okay? If anybody out there have ever felt the energy change, power gets cut off to your town. Oh, it's very freeing. Well, if you can remember, you know, driving in a town, naturally there could be chaos with people not knowing their drive, you know, when they go to a corner or something. But aside from that, a drive, you know, through, you know, without a stop sign or stoplight, I should say, it's so much more freeing to get away from that alternating current, 60 cycles. Also, you're away from, when you're out in the country, we'll say, in a rural area, you're away from people's thought energies. All you have is the aliens to contend with. So that's why you're normally more at peace. Notice when people want to go on vacation, try to go to these rural locations, wherever that would be, and go camping away from people in the city. A lot of merit to why they leave. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, we're having people comment a lot. I just want to say we're getting a couple of more requests for rooms on the Lightship. And in case you're a new listener and this might be your first trip to the Lightship, what you want to do is have physical healing in mind that you can request while we go there. So I had a question, Ron, about how, you know, did something happen that you were alerted to something going on? Did special forces come and get you? Like, how did you know that it was a good time to go meet up with these Pleiadians and confront them?
Just things happen, you know, during the day. Watching shapeshifter energies and out that these people were being pulled by shapeshifters, that were the Pleiadian energies coming into bodies and stuff. So.
Oh, I see. So you noticed what they were actually doing to people on Earth, and you figured
it
out
there. So the soldiers actually they weren't really that involved, maybe 5%. I was out there out taking them out. So normally I don't, I only use the soldiers.
I'm sorry, you only use the soldiers?
Yeah, I only use the soldiers, the time-traveling soldiers, when I can't handle everything myself.
Oh, I see. Thank you. I just couldn't quite understand you.
Yeah, yeah. So they, and also, going so far out, they don't always have energy or the weight to go out that far, okay? So I do a strike on something. I strike what's closest, and then from there I keep going into darkness. I normally don't stop until I go to and come to the actual territory where they are and keep going. Oh, all these things are gone, because otherwise they keep coming back at you. We're probably still battling stuff now. The soldiers are probably on alert. I try to come in here to cause havoc, but basically that's how I work, you know. You gotta, in a sense, let the head off the snake, you know. Things. If they're in peace, then there's no problem. I could be going into, we'll say, their territory and seeing their ships, and if they're not going to battle with me, they're fine. I'll normally leave them alone. I'll also go on to their ships and see what they're doing.
Make sure they're leaving us alone, right?
Well, they got to leave us alone, and then that's it. There's only two choices: either leave or be destroyed. One or the other. There's no nothing in the middle there.
Okay. A listener is asking, "What are the Pleiadians like? What planet or area are they from?"
I don't know. I've been I've seen some. The ones last night, I don't know. I have seen some on Venus. But, you know, in that, remember, we don't know what these things, all the aliens. So they can actually fabricate their own planet. But we cannot see, and they can be there. And they can copy something. So as far as where they are, you know, and everything else, I more or less see them out in space.
Okay, someone wrote in, battling the Pleiadians. Thanks, Ron, for all your help. That is great. I think everybody does appreciate you, Ron, and it's interesting to kind of watch for changes. Somebody said, I really did feel noticeably better this morning. I thought it was the sleeping water. Thank you, Ron.
Right.
Someone else said, I felt very energized and got more done than I ever expected. Thanks, Ron. The battles made a big difference. And then in light of the clearing of the fireworks, someone wrote in, felt like burning photos today and had wanted to do that for 2 years. Today was the day. Good timing, too, since no one will notice the smoke in my neighborhood due to fireworks all around. Feels very liberating to have disconnected the cords of the photos.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, that's really great. So, yeah, thank you very much for sharing that. And, okay, oh, someone wrote in to say, my daughter had a baby tonight. Is there a clearing to do on a newborn? Been running the alien to light on them for the hospital stay and space clearing the room. Thank you for your input.
The only one that would really affect the baby a lot, the mind loop 2 clearing. That's when the baby comes out and it goes, there's all the densities here, right? And it's disconnected from the mother's energy, and all of a sudden now it's out here by itself. And, you know, huddling and holding it isn't the same as being inside, you know, in a protected area, we'll say. You want to do the mind loop 2. That's what that's designed for, is to take away birth trauma in a sense. I can't really say it's would be there, but it's actually just how the energies are, and that would be included in a sense. But it's like, you know, all of a sudden you hear and you go, uh-oh, I really don't want to be here. Oh, I don't know what to do about it, but I'm here. And a safety that I used to have is released from me. So it's like an abandonment issue or to the child. And then naturally, we get spanked and poked and prodded and everything else. And, might get put on, a cold scale or something. And, it's all, everything's traumatic for the baby. So plus getting maybe, it's blood taken and stuff and whatever else. So anyway, that's what I would say. Do the mind loop 2 clearing. Back to you,
okay.
Anne.
Thank you, Ron, and enjoy that new baby. someone wrote in, yes, the air by me was much clearer. So I believe they're referring to you, getting rid of the Palladium. So they were noticing something, on the physical level there.
Great. Well, I'm very happy to hear that people are feeling the change. So,
right. Okay, this is a very interesting question, Ron.
Okay.
Most people are familiar with the fact that we have chakras, and I often ask you to balance out our chakras so we feel better. And someone's asking, can the chakras be removed?
Right now, I can't say yes or no on that one. Okay, I'll be probably within the next year checking that out. Chakra system is one of the ways that they can come into your energetic system of your body, and they probably put that in place just so they could do that. So that could be their highway. What I could do is disconnect alien energy that's connecting to your chakras. I can do that. So here we go. I'm heavy already here. 1, 2, 8, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, just see, if you feel a little more self-contained, that's how you should typically feel. Normally when you're connected to something outside of yourself that you know nothing about and are connected, and you don't really know that you are connected, but when you get these things released, you start feeling like you're a little more comfortable in your body. Don't mind, and you might even feel maybe a little heavier, as I can now come in because that was being connected to it. I can control programs, etc. Released, and now your spirit can come back in because it doesn't know what judgment is, or doesn't know what darkness is, but it doesn't want to go into it because it's not light. Only looks for light. It's not going to go and say, well, yeah, I'm going to have been here and see what the heck this is. It, it goes, uh-oh, don't want to go there, I don't know what this energy is. It's not light, so I'm not going to, be curious. It only knows light. So when you go to the darkness, then it can find out where it used to be and come into that area. That's why you normally feel a little bit heavier. Probably never feel lighter. Heavier because your spirit's now integrating with your body. Out of your body, that's when you feel light and or lightheaded, we'll say. Because nothing's in you. Heavy means that you have spirit with you. I don't know what your spirit actually weighs. Some people have did some tests, I believe, and does weigh something. When the spirit leaves. So there is a density there that it does bring to you. All right, back to you, Anne.
Okay, we have a lot of neck things going on apparently with our listeners, Ron, because we have a request. Can you do a sample clearing for a stiff neck?
Sure. And as soon as I heard neck, I thought of people who wear a necklace, we'll say, and or a pendant. And maybe even, one of those crosses of Jesus, around your neck. that whole thing would have its own energy. So let's do that here. So here we go. Let's first release energy that would be attached to your body for just wearing some kind of pendant. Even if you don't wear it now, the energy could still be with you. Copy and pasting that pendant from an alien timeline. And it's still around your neck on that timeline because you haven't got rid of the timeline. Well, just as real then, 30 years ago, as it is today. So let's release that. One, two, three, four, and five. See if that changes. Here or not. I will do the cross here. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And I guess we'll do the Star of David, I guess. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Choke. And I'm having a new clearing put up on the website. Don't know if it's up right now or not, but hopefully pretty soon it will be. It's going to be the Alien Baptism R-Code Oval. Whenever we're baptized, you are hooked up to all kinds of alien energies from the church, from the aliens control the church. Now, so that clearing is going to be up at some point here.
Yeah, I don't think it's up yet, Ron. I checked right before the show started.
That'll be a $50 clearing. Release that baptism alien energy off of you. Oh, I'll be checking probably tomorrow to see. It might be up tomorrow. We'll see. So anyway, if not, it should be up within a week, I'm sure. So back to you.
Okay, great. I just wanted to say, I said this last night, on June 29th, which was last Monday's show, you did a lot of neck clearing. So if you missed that show, go to BBS and into Library Archives. BBS is wonderful, and they post the archives to these shows really quickly, and that one's definitely on there, and you can listen to that if you have any other neck issues. Okay, somebody has some questions, timeline questions, and it's about, interestingly, a necklace, Ron. So if we could get into that one now, I think that would be interesting. Last Sunday, I mysteriously lost my valuable gold chain that I always wear and that you had activated. I have not been able to find it and did not know how and when it disappeared off my body. I have been doing timeline crashes about it as well as emotional clearings. Is it somewhere on my timeline that I could still find it, or is it on another timeline? Did aliens take it back as their gold?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And do you have any suggestions on how to recover it?
Well, if it was... if it did have the signature of alien gold on it, I just don't know if aliens do have gold here. I don't know if they would actually allow their gold to be used to make something with, but it does feel like aliens have it. Okay, so the next thing is, can you get it back from the aliens, okay? Well, it's like a double-edged sword, you know, unfortunately. You'd have to go onto that same timeline. You could possibly ask the aliens to return it, which would mean that they're not going to come into your room and, you know, put it, you know, around your neck or on your arm or drop it on your dresser. They don't do that. They would have to actually re-abduct you, another abduction scenario, and you would find it, and then you'd be, you know, brought back here with the necklace. That's normally what typically happens when you lose your keys or your purse or you lose something, your wallet, shoes, and you think you misplaced it. So it would be on a timeline that you probably know nothing about. So the only way to retrieve it would be to go there and get it. So that could, you know, and what do they do to you? They took it off of you. What did they do to you when they took it off? You know, you were there for some reason. So I don't know what to really say on that one. It gets to be, you know, like you want the necklace back, and you can say, well, but I've been abducted my whole life. You know, I got probably a million abductions. What's one more? At least I want to get my necklace back. So, you know, you know, maybe that's the way to look at it, you know. You could ask them to return it, or, you know, you want to go there and get it, you know. And so I don't know, you know. Typically, you shouldn't be there to begin with. Well, that's that. A very hard question to answer, okay, just because of that, because you don't really want to go there anyway. And, you know, keep doing timeline crashes on that, and maybe because it belonged to you, maybe it'll just maybe come back to you somehow. Maybe it's lost in space. Maybe you did space-time crashes. Maybe you're out there, and you're actually out there wearing the I think it's maybe a necklace or whatever, but a chain, you know, but you're maybe lost in space. Oh, I would do that one. Lost in space, you and your necklace, okay? And then that's kind of cool, because you could go out there and find it, bring yourself back here, and, you know, you're probably not going to be interfered with as you're floating around in space, kind of like a cork on the ocean, you know? Hobbling around, and you can bring yourself back here, and it might just pop in. So that's my suggestion. Oh, it's not a you know, like a double-edged sword, you know. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I was reminded of, I guess, a few months back or a few weeks, a listener wrote in, and she was very frustrated, kind of, but she kept at doing the timeline crashes, and her cat, who had been lost, was returned to her. But she had to wait like a month. So maybe this is still going to work out for that listener, but she just has to keep doing those timeline crashes till she hits on the right one.
Yeah, yep, you don't know. Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay. And you brought up the space-time crashes, Ron, and we have a question about that. Is there one particular space-time crash that is generally good for all space-times? I often forget to run the space-time crashes, and I do generally feel lost in space. So what do I do?
Well, normally I recommend doing the space-time maybe 10% of the time. So if you do, let's just say you do a week of timeline crashes or one particular situation, then maybe at the end of the week just do, you know, one of your clearings, or, you know, and you could even put it up with your last one, you know, to bring yourself back. Some people, you know, their computers won't work very well sometimes by having a lot of windows up, so you don't need to have that space time running all the time. Just do it maybe once a week. So that's kind of what I would suggest doing. You just want to do it for the same exact issue that you've done a timeline crashes. And you can also do it just on its own. You don't need to have a timeline crash clearing, because you could be lost in space. In fact, I'll just bring you back. Let's go back to the time that you were 5 years of age, and you're probably pretty aware, and maybe you saw your first fireworks then, okay? Since that's going on today. And fireworks. Two keywords there. You got fire and it works. Kind of a weird name, you know? All right, here we go. So let's bring you back in space from being lost in space, 4th of July when you were 5 years old. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now that feels for those people out there that were lost in space when they were 5 years of age on the 4th of July. Back to you.
Wow, that was terrific, Ron. So are we brought back now completely from age 5?
Just on that one date. Okay. Still, if you felt some relief, then you may want to go in and do a lot more of those, okay? So I brought you back, you know, on a few of those timelines. You still could be out there for 500 timelines, but at least you're going to know that, yeah, you know, that's an indication that I am still lost in space. Don't may need to do a lot. You know, maybe it frightened you and you really got lost out of your body and the aliens took you and you're lost in space too and you ran away from them or something, you know. Normally you're lost in space just because you're in space and nothing maybe wants you or they haven't found you yet. But you were on a timeline because you had to go out there in space, get onto a timeline of some type, and somehow you get lost in space after maybe they experimented with you or something. Anyway, if you did feel some relief, then definitely want to do some more timeline crashes on that. I mean, space-time, and maybe even timeline. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. That's so interesting. We have another person. This is so odd to me. Another person having pain in the neck area. So, again, I say the same thing. Listen to that Monday show where Ron did a lot of healings. They're already doing the pain clearing and some timeline crashes, and I guess it goes away, the pain, then it comes back, which, you know, can happen, I know, to people. Is there anything else you could suggest for this
entities.
Listener?
Entities. You want to do entities also.
Aha.
Entities can hop on you with that. That's probably the three things, timeline crash, entities and pain. So I would first probably do the entities, then do maybe you know, the pain, and then do timeline crashes. But any order of that's going to work. It's not that one's going to be more successful than the other. It's that you may have more relief by doing entities first. If you're a brand new listener, try that first, because sometimes you're loaded up with this stuff with entities and they're causing maybe 90% of your problem. Oh.
Are you, let me just check the time here. It's about 20 of the hour. Do you want to go to the light ship now, Ron, or shall we, you want to wait a little bit? Or
yeah, how about 5 more minutes?
5 more minutes, okay. I was wondering if, you know, we could have a well, first of all, before we go to light ship, too, is everyone listening? Do you feel like we're all in on the now timeline?
Yes, uh-huh, they are.
Oh, good. I just wanted to make sure.
If not, so, they will be when they go to the light ship.
Great, great. Okay, someone has a question about a canary who stopped singing. The canary used to happily sing, and it got thrown off by a person who came into their environment. And now that person is gone, and the canary still doesn't sing. So I guess the canary was upset. Any suggestions for that little guy or girl?
Do an emotional clearing on the canary. Might do maybe the person didn't like what it was singing, and it put a spell on it. That's another way to look at it. May want to do the versus Texas spell clearing and or the dark side practitioner of who the person was. Maybe the canary liked the person, and maybe there's a betrayal issue, the betrayal clearing. You might just do self-empowerment clearing on your canary. That covers a lot of different issues. see what happens from there. And you could tell the canary it's okay to sing again. You haven't thought of that. Maybe you're wondering why it has a problem, but you haven't asked it to start singing again.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Ron. Okay. Somebody, I guess, read something or listened to some news, which Ron usually suggests we not do, but they heard that there are threats being made to U.S. cities, right? So the question is it best to move out of cities, or are these just timelines?
They're all timelines. All timelines are real. Well, are you on that timeline? That's the first thing. We'll just say that, somebody hears something going on in, what's a good city name, I guess?
New York. Pick New York.
New York, huh? Okay. So we'll say New York. And they hear something happening in New York. Well, everybody else in New York may be listening to the same broadcast. And so all that fear energy is going to put New York onto that timeline of whatever they were talking about. Okay? So with that situation, you may want to move because the people are going to harm you. You know, you have to look at it. You know, you're going to be the only one there, maybe, or a few of you in New York, if that's the case. You know, but these people are bringing it upon themselves. That's your self-fulfilling prophecy. So when is that going to happen? Well, they're bringing it in. All those people listening to that broadcast are doing that. I didn't want to use New York in a sense. I was thinking of that, you know, but, you know.
I should have said Gotham.
But whatever town you live in, you know, if people say it's going to happen there and they all believe it, boy, sure enough, it's probably going to happen. Because they're bringing in that energy, and the aliens can't wait to do that, okay? But you're putting a fire under the aliens and they're ready to do that. So hopefully, you know, if it was the Palladians, maybe they're released, you know, and they won't have that calling, you know. I don't know. I don't know how much interference they have given us. Like I said, they're normally pretty stealth, and normally I would not see them as what I saw, you know, last night. They normally seem much in the background, but I do think they were creating other alien-looking races, you know, in their laboratories, we'll say, and making it look like these other races are doing the problem, and it's actually them behind it. Anyway, I don't want to get into that, but what you want to do is hold peace now. So for the person asking what to do if you hear a bad thing happening, yeah, it will happen. Will it be on your timeline? I don't know. Hopefully not. And maybe that the person mentioning the thing in the media is the alien from the alien race who wants to stir things up. Well, who knows, you know? Oh, it's your call. New timeline crashes to get you off that. Maybe you'd be the only one in New York City. So anyway, except for a few listening from back east there, you know. That'd be great, going to all those buildings. Wow. If the buildings lasted and the people didn't, but I won't get into that. Just think how many taxi cabs you could have to drive around in. Okay, let's go to the light ship, everybody. So this only works live on this program. If you're listening to an archive, then by all means, you may want to get on the show live on Saturday. And you want to request one specific healing on the live show here. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going there right now. So you're going to be out of time. You're going to be still wherever you are now, but you're going to be bi-located. Here we go. And your energetic bodies that are around you causing most of your conditions will be left here. So you will be fixed on the light ship completely. your blueprint of your body and your spirit. But down here, that musty coke is put on you again, and it caused all your problems to begin with, the darkness. Then you may not have the result that you're looking for because you need to clean yourself up. That's your responsibility. But on the light chip, you're fixed. So here we go. Let's go up to the light chip. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll first go into the hot tub room. Then I'll ask Ann for the different rooms here. So hot tub room, this is for physical body detoxification. So we're in there now. And I'm seeing a gel that has green with like little golden specks on it, little sparkles. Oh, there we go. We're in that. Next room, Ann?
The deer room.
Okay, people like deer. So here we go. We're in the deer room. Maybe you want to see bucks, I guess, or females, or little deers, whatever your choice is. They're all there. So you have to decide which one you want to see. A few of them. So here we go. Going into the deer room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and request you one specific healing. This is physical body healing. Okay, back to you.
The centrifuge room.
This room is used to help to release from you some of that really stubborn stuff that's hard to get off you. So here we go. Think of that one clearing that you want and like to have. So the room is spinning. It's silver walls. And if you're able to see the energy, you're going to see a little clouds leave your body as it gets brought into the walls that are spinning at a particular frequency. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Next room, please. And you're still in those the rooms also that we just were in. Okay. Next room.
Okay. Large flowers.
Oh, large flowers. So let's... That's your choice. We could do roses, do sunflowers, other types. So this is your choice. So here we go. Tulips. So 1, your own special flower room. Big flowers, probably 6 to 10 feet in width. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Requesting your healing. And there's also bees around, so... can ask for the healing with the bees and the bumblebees that are there. So bring in their energy for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, how about detox gel or green mud? I don't know if one seems more appropriate for you or
okay,
you do
well,
both?
We did, okay, well, we'll just go into the hot tub room again and just do the green-colored mud. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So we're in this room now. Request your healing. Okay, back to you.
Okay, the dragon room.
Oh, good. Here we go. Lightship dragon. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay.
The beach room.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a little more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
And then I just remembered, or someone reminded me, it's the beginning of the month, so we can have July birthday celebration, Ron.
Okay, so here we go. Oh, have our wonderful cake and ice cream or whatever. Oh, let's go to the food court. So here we go. Went into the food court to have our birthday party. We're born this month here, July, and you can select your dessert, whatever you wish to have. Could also be, if you don't want to have the desserts, these are all very, very good. You could also do like soup or salad or something. So here we go. Going there, we're selecting our what we want. I'll look for the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and ice cream, chocolate ice cream I think I'll probably have on it, and
nuts and the cherry and the whipped cream and whatever else I can stick on there. It's the size of a pencil eraser, so, oh, it's not really big. Not fattening at all. So you get seconds and thirds. So here we go. In front of us now, going to go into our mouth, and it's in your mouth now, and you can feel the yumminess on it, how great it tastes. Here we go. Let's go for seconds and thirds if you like. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, wonderful. And we're having everybody sing happy birthday to the people there. So we've got the Light Bean Choir singing, and plus other light beans that are there. So singing happy birthday. So happy birthday, everybody. Blessings. And if you want to have more, you know, just go and have some more. Oh, that's great. Wonderful way to end the evening tonight. So we'll do one more room. You have one more room out there? Let's go into the room with the ducks. So here we go. Going into the duck room, and also we'll go into where the dolphins are. Here we go. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And one more room, Ann, we'll get from you, and then we'll come back.
How about the bears?
Oh, great. Bear room. Wonderful. Okay, here comes the bears. So here they come. Stronger. And request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay, let's come back now. And you're going to feel the energy shift because you're out of time now, and you're going to feel things around you kind of get a little heavier as they sort of energetically cord you, and you start seeing them more fully. So here we go. Coming down. One, two, three, four, and five, and you're back. Got news that we do have up the special clearing, which is the alien alien baptism barcode clearing. It just was put up. There we go. And we also have the generic whole lifetime clearing also for people who want to go in and do a special clearing and get the, I think, the seven generational one, too. So, but both of those are up, but probably under the word generic. You might want to look at that. Sometimes
oh,
we
wonderful.
Have stuff that you have but we don't really know about or have room to put up. You know, there's so many clearings, and you can do one of the generic ones where you can input on a situation that you have that is not listed on the website. Oh. I'm thinking might want to I'll have to check to see on the alien barcode. I don't know what that clearing costs, but there could be these barcodes put on you by the Palladian since you're being freed up now. I'll have to see if that one, what it looks like and stuff, because that might be a useful one now. So, anyway, I'll see how that looks. That's going to be appropriate. Just at the beginning of this year, so probably no more than a week or two with the damage that they have caused humanity here. Anyway, what else, Ann? Anything you want to add?
Well, I was just thinking of the alien attack page, which I was just doing, actually, and it ended today.
Oh, yeah, do that one, yeah, for the Palladians. Yeah, I'll have to do that.
Okay, and put them in as, I guess, that first one. There are so many wonderful clearings within the alien attack page. So I think that first one is the one where you put in being attacked by, and you can put in something. I'm not sure if they're on that list you put on, the drop-down list, but if not, you can just type in Pleiadians.
And so, remember, at the end of this year, you know, when you get this stuff off of you, then you're going to want to reconnect more strongly to the Earth Spirit because they are preventing that, okay? So the whole thing is the Earth Spirit is totally in peace, and that's where you want to be.
from now on out. So that's kind of the way to look at the situation here. I think there's enough stuff that we have taken away, you know, over the years, battles where now that they maybe were the last ones. I'd like to think it's the last ones. I'd like love to battling these creatures, you know. But we got to the point to where they finally, you know, had to come forth and choose light or non-light. So concentrate more on being in the now, connecting to what you really want to connect to, than having to disconnect it because of someone else wanting you to be slavery. Also, if you did the slavery clearing, you want to add into that taking away your shackles, okay? I've done that one in the past, and go back in, enter in there, picking it up, the shackles on your feet and your wrist, possibly, maybe around your neck. You know, this is all races have something like this attached to them. Yourself getting freed up even more.
Now, are you saying to do that on the alien attack page too, Ron?
Yeah, you might be able to do it on that one also. Yeah. Put that in there. Happened, yes. I know the slavery one is more connected to, I mean, a slave, okay? But I think the alien attack page could also work for that.
Okay. Okay, great. I just wanted to say, too, I'm so relaxed from that visit to the light ship. I'm glad I can talk. And if you enjoyed that and got something out of it, Ron does monthly calls, and the next one or the next round of them start next Saturday. It's a four-hour call on July 11th. And then the next day, the 12th, is an eight-hour call. And you spend all of those hours on the light ship. So that's the Sundays are the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th of July, and you can sign up for those on Ron's website, and they're really wonderful.
And then you're on the light ship for that whole month, and or the way to look at it, you're when we go there at the beginning, run it for a month plus whatever time it is, the next one that comes. So you're in quarantine. You really can't request healing because you're not inside the light ship being worked with like we did tonight, but you are on the outside as you're pulling off these critters and toxins, poisons, waste products, carcasses off of you, even though you're not on the Sunday call. So you're on that 24/7 until the next series of calls starts the month after that. Oh, we could probably go another 4 minutes here. I think we go to about five after.
Great.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, we still have a lot of questions and comments, Ron, in our emails and stuff. So someone, since we talked a little bit about war last night and you know, it's the 4th of July. I thought it would be a good time to ask the question that this person has. Isn't it true that the Republicans versus the Democrats caused the panic of 1857 over tariffs and state secession from the Union that also caused the war tax separation conflict and Civil War? But the person also is saying that the Republicans were reptilians, or are, and the Democrats are dracons. I don't know if you want to comment on that, Ron.
Well, I really can't. That's it makes sense, yes. Remember, all wars here are alien races wanting to fight each other. Bring it down here. So that they can live off the misery of people being hurt and harmed and killed and stuff. So, anything that happens is alien, fortunately. kind of bad news or situations, common denominator, you know, when you start clearing all the stuff away, it looks like one thing on the surface. But it's just, you know, somebody's in misery, that the aliens are getting that energy from people. A person, I got emails today on Yahoo and with the Greece banking situation over there, and a man was kind of like collapsed, I guess. He looked like he was older, and whatever happened, you know, they're getting like a little bit of money when he's gone, I guess. Whether we return to them or not, but what they can take out is one thing versus what they had. And so they're like life savings maybe on, possibly, you know. So anyway, you know, they're living off of that energy with all those people having any funds, because the banking system, not releasing that money, let's put it that way. So that misery is, they're loving that. That's their food.
Well, Ron, could we, because we're very close to having to say goodnight, could we have a sample of the fear clearing, especially as regards money for people?
Hey, here we go. So, fear clearing. You're seeing that energy from you. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. That's helping you a little bit there. It's very, very heavy. The mind a heart drop. Here we go. So you have to command your spirit out loud. Make the thoughts in your head. So what you just say, and I'll command my spirit. Make the thoughts in my head. That's your chatter that you normally have. Drop them, or all of them, into my heart. And say it out loud once, and you normally count from 10 to 1. That's times, like maybe 5 to 1 or something, but do a 10 to 1 for a week to get used to doing it for 3 times. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Actually feel the energy of your thoughts being dropped into your heart. Right now you're in the present moment, so you may not feel too much, but hours you could try it and see. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're doing two commands. The first command is your spirit to, like, wake up. You ring the doorbell, okay? Asking and commanding it to do something. Next one, when you're counting, is the command to do the work, okay? Waking it up, and now that it's awake and now you're commanding it through the counting, do something. And that's doing something is dropping into your heart where the neutralized, so you can be at peace. You do this 6 times a day. Feel wonderful. And get a day planner if you get a little spacey. Not stuck on timelines. Remember, you're in the now, the longer on timelines. Well, blessings, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Ann. Hopefully you're doing great, everybody. Some maybe some comments on how you're feeling next week with what we talked about today on this program. So blessings. See you later.
Bye, all. Thank you, Ron.
Bye, everybody.